弟兄早，姊妹们早安。
Yes, apologize for a hoarse voice because of the cold.
对不起，我得了感冒，所以我的嗓子有点嘶哑。
Today I will share with you concerning the matter of walking with God.
今天我要跟会众所交通的主题是与神同行。
So if you may, let's turn our Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 5.
请会众。
Chapter 6.
请会众一同把圣经翻到旧约生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.Verse 4 through 9.
生命记第六章第四节到第九节。
Okay, I read it first in English, then our sister will read it together with you.
我先用英文读，姊妹与会众一同文读。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord, and love the Lord thy God with all heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart.And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest down in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bid them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as a frontlets before thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates.
生命记第六章第四到第九节，会众一起读。以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主。你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心中。要请教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路。躺下起来都要谈论、也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上、并你的城门上。
Okay, let's turn to the New Testament.
让我们翻到新约圣经。
James chapter 1,
雅各书第一章。
Verse 21 to 25.
第二十一节到二十五节。
James chapter 1, 21 to 25.
雅各书第一章二十一节到第二十五节。
Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not be a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.For he beholdeth himself in his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But who looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but of the doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
雅各书第一章二十一到二十五节。所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶。存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的笑。如何？唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上然得福。
Another verse. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
一处圣经，请会众把圣经翻到以弗所书第四章。
Verse 17 to 22.
第十七到二十二节。
This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have been given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness.But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, but be ye renewed in the spirit of your mind.
以弗所书第四章十七节，所以我说，欠在主里迟的说，你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事，他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐败坏的，又要将你们的心智改变一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Let's have further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we humble by ourselves before your word,
主耶稣，早间我们来谦卑在你话语的光中。
Pray that you speak once again to us.
我们恳求你对我们心里再次讲话。
See, in this age so confusing and sinful,
特别是在这充满罪恶令人迷惑的世界当中，
Lord, we need your word to lead us in the path of righteousness.
主，求你亲自带我们走上你的义路。
We need your word, Lord, that we might become a good testimony of Jesus Christ.
好叫我们真正的成为耶稣基督的见证。
Oh, we need your word to stabilize us once again.
我求你再次把我们坚固。
Lord, this morning speak to us, for your servant listen.
求你早间对我们讲话，仆人谨听。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Last time I was here, I was fellowshiping with you concerning the lasting peace that we gain from God.
感谢主。上一次我与会众交通的主题是在基督里、耶稣里永久的平安。
This lasting peace from God is so critical in our daily living.
这个永久的平安在我们每日的生活是如此的重要。
And this lasting peace can override every single difficulty we have in life.
这个永久的平安可以超越我们生活中所遇到的许多的困难。
Therefore, we don't look this small, this five-letter word peace.
所以我们就不要轻看这个关于平安的五点。
This is one of the biggest gifts God has given to mankind.
这是神所赐给人最大的一个礼物。
That day when we receive our Lord Jesus Christ into our heart.
当我们接到耶稣基督为我们个人的救主的。
Not only we have peace with God, but we have the peace of God.
我们不仅有平安，而且我们的平安是神的平安。
You know, this peace causes us to have hope in the future.
这样我们有这个平安，好叫我们对我们的未来有蛮有把握。
We have sing this very familiar song by our brother Spafford.
我们唱一首Spafford 弟兄所写的诗歌。
It is speak concerning how he go through all the difficulty in life, yet afterwards he said.It is well. It is well with my soul.
尽管他经历了生活中许多的挫折和患难，但是他依然可以说出我的魂平安无恐。
His son died because of sickness.
儿子因为疾病而死。
He's got a burn in the Chicago fire.
他的生意因着芝加哥大火而被焚烧。
Four of his daughters got drowned on a trip to England.
在他的女儿和妻子去英国的时候，他的四个女儿都被淹死。
Only the wife remained.
只有他的妻子活下来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if you don't have the peace of God,
如果你的心里没有神的平安，
I don't know what will happen to us.
我不知道我们会发生什么样的事情。
Yes, praise the Lord.
但是感谢主。
After all this, he can still say, "It is well. It is well with my soul."
尽管经历这一切的患难。他依然能够蛮有确据地说，我的魂可无恐，有平安。
And this is a person who walks with God.
这是与神同行的一位弟兄。
And this is the thing that I want to share with you today.
这个就是我们今天要交通的主题。
You know, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 says,
提摩太后书第二章节讲到，
God wills that all men to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth.
神需要万人得救，来遇到耶稣救恩完全的救耶稣的完全的救恩。
Yes, indeed, God desires us, every one of us here to be saved.
是的，神设定让我们在座的每个人都能够得救。
Every person in this world to be saved.
让每一个在座的都得救。
This is how big God's heart is.
这是神所的，他的心是多么的大。
But after we got saved, is it over?
但是当我们得救了以后，仅此而已吗？
Is our sins being forgiven?
是我们的罪得赦了吗？
Our brother said we had a ticket to heaven.
是因为我们呢有一个到天堂的门票。
Is it God's eternal purpose?
这难道就是神永远的旨意吗？
Yes, this indeed is part of God's eternal purpose.
是的，这的确是神永远旨意的一部分。
But God's salvation is a full salvation.
但是神的救恩却是完全的救恩。
Well, at least there are three stages in this salvation.
在这个救恩里面，至少有三个阶段。
First is justification.
第一点是称义。
Justification is salvation from the penalty of sin.
是救我们从罪的里面脱离出来。
I hope people should write it down.
我希望年轻人能够写下来。
This is truth that we need to put in our hearts.
这个是我们应该知道放在心上的真理。
When people tell you, what do I get from salvation?
当人们问你，你得救了之后所得到的是什么？
What do I get from believing in Jesus?
你信了耶稣基督做你的救主，你得到了什么？
You better tell them, I am justified by faith.
你会告诉他，我已经被神所称义了。
I'm saved from the penalty of sin.
我已经不在罪的权势之下。
Today, thank God, my sins are forgiven because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢主，今天我们的罪被赦免，是因为我们救主耶稣基督所做的。
The second stage.
第二点。
Is sanctification.
是成圣。
Is salvation from the power of sin.
是从罪的权势下被救拔出来。
Yes, after we become a Christian.
是的，当我们成了基督徒。
There will always be temptation.
总会有一些试炼试探。
And this temptation is have one thing, is to cause us to sin.
这个只有一个目的，就我们来犯罪。
But God's purpose.
但是神永远的旨意。
Is that not only to forgive us our
不仅是饶恕我们
also that we might overcome sin,
好叫我们能够战胜着罪的权势
because of this resurrected life in us,
因为在我们的里面有复活的生命
we are able to be sanctified overcoming sin,
我们就可以成圣来超越这个罪的权势
third stage,
第三点
glorification,
是得荣耀
salvation from the presence of sin,
是从罪的同在的里面得救
in other words, when the Lord Jesus comes back,
是换句话说当主耶稣基督再来的时候
Satan, death and sin will be thrown into the lake of fire
这个仇敌和这些罪和死都被抛在火湖里面
All these things Satan, death and sin will be a thing of the past
这一切的罪仇敌死都已经成为过去
We don't need to be in the presence of sin anymore
我们不会再与有罪的同在
We will be in the presence of the king
我们是与我们的王同坐
Brothers and sisters, this is God's full salvation
弟兄姊妹们这才是神完全的救恩
And this is one aspect only
这只是神救赎的一方面
All the other aspects
还有另外一方面
God's purpose that through his life he will transform us conform us to the image of his son
就是藉着他的救赎我们可以被更新变化有他儿子荣形
which is the original purpose that he created man
这就是神创造人最初的意念
you know we are in the high school we are studying the book of Genesis chapter 1
在高中组我们在学习创世纪第一章
it says in God created man in his own image and likeness
圣经上说神创造人是按照自己的形象造人
create God's eternal purpose
今天神永远的旨意
that we will be like him
好叫我们能够像神
secondly
第二点
we have dominion over all his creation
我们在他所有的创造当中是有权柄的
this is God's full salvation
这是神的完全的救赎
and this is God's eternal purpose
这是神完全的救赎
but how do we attain such purpose
这是神完全的旨意那我们怎么样才能达到这一他的神的完全的旨意呢
we need to walk with God
我们就必须与神同行
walk out is a critical thing in our spiritual experience
在我们属灵经历当中与神同行是一个非常至关重要的一点
now I want to mention to you at least 8 items concerning what it is what are the characteristics of walking with God
我今天至少要跟会众交通8点关于与神同行的特征
What is walking with God?
什么是与神同行?
It's living a life of fellowship, intimacy, knowing the will of God.
第一点与神同行就是知道神的心意与神与亲密的关系与神有相交
Living a life of fellowship with God.
与神相交
If a person wants to walk with God,
如果人要与神同行，
He needs to what? Fellowship with God.
他必须要与神有交通。
You know, never can a person say, oh, I love you, but I don't have time to fellowship with you.
没有一个人可以说我爱你，但是我没有时间与你交通。
You want to walk with God, you got to have fellowship with Him.
你要与神同行，你必须与他相交，与他有
交通。 Fellowship with Him, not only in the time we need Him.
与他交通不仅是我们需要的时候，
But it is like a father and son fellowship.
而且却是像父与子之间的交通。
And this, through this fellowship, we become intimate with God.
只有藉着这样的相交，我们才能与神有亲密的关系。
King David is one of the people we always shared about.
我们经常交通到大卫神。
He is a person known as the person who knows the heart of God.
大卫王是一个知道神心意的。
Why did he know the heart of God?
他怎么知道神的心意呢？
Because he had fellowship with God.
因为他与神有交通。
Because he fellowship with God, he knows the will of God.
因为他与神有亲密的交通，所以他知道神的心意。
So we need to be that kind of a person.
今天我们要成为这样的人。
A lot of times we talk about the prodigal son.
我们经常讲到那个浪子的故事。
We put the blame on that the younger son. He went out from the presence of his father.Trying to what? To enjoy his life by spending all his father's riches.
我们时常的指责那个离家出走的浪子，他为了父所有的而离开了家。
Practically, he got off from the fellowship.
就是具体说，他其实就是与父已经不再有交通。
But what about the elder son?
但是那个年长的哥哥怎么样呢？
Even though he was with the father.
虽然他与父同在。
Trying to do to serve the father.
他虽然。想要服侍他的父亲。
Yet seldom did he have fellowship with the father.
但是他真的很少与父有交通。
And he was so much exposed when the younger brother came home.
当他的弟弟回家的时候。
He was exposed.
他的心就被暴露了。
Because he was so what? He was so jealous why the father still tried to treat this younger son all this kind of riches.
当他的父亲对他这个弟弟有这么多的宴席摆出来的时候，他里面的他里面的嫉妒就出来了。
Yeah, he told his father, "I've served you all my life."
他说我一生都在服侍你。
Yet you never gave me a young kid for me and my friend to enjoy.
你却没有一只小羊羔叫我和我的朋友同享。
If he would say, "Give me a kid for me and you to enjoy," that's the right thing, right?
你要是给他让他来同享，这是正确的，对吗？
But he said he gave me this young kid for me and my friends to enjoy.
他说是给我这个小的羊羔与我和我的朋友同享。
Physically he might be with the father.
他自己肉体来说是与父同在的。
But his heart is away from the father.
但是他的心却远离了父。
Today, brothers and sisters, if we want to walk with God, we need to have fellowship with God.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们想要与主同行，我们必须与父相交。
Secondly, if we want to walk with God.
第二点，如果我们要与主同行，
It is a life of awareness of God's presence.
我们必须要时刻意识到主的同在。
He should be aware of God's presence.
必须要意识到主在与我们同行。
In other words, God's presence is his priority.
换句话说，主的同在是我们的首要要应该注意的。
Let me speak of King David once again.
让我们再讲到大卫王。
King David is not a perfect man.
大卫他不是一个完美的人。
He is also he has sinned against God.
他也得罪神，犯
罪神。He adultery.
他甚至犯了奸淫的罪。
But when this matter brought to his attention,
但他的错路的时候，
he immediately repented.
他立刻就悔改了。
He knew for one thing he will suffer the consequence.
他知道，他心里确实的知道他要受罪的后果。
That baby died.
他的小婴儿死了。
And after 40 years, he's still suffering the consequence.
四十年之后，他依然来要面对他罪的公价。
Abimelech his son raised up against him.
他的儿子兴起来反对他。
But the thing that King David mattered to him that matters most.
但是大卫王有一个心是至关重要的。
Is losing God's presence?
是他当时没有神的同在。
That's why in Psalms 51.
所以在诗篇五十一篇。
Say, create in me a clean heart, O God.
他说，在里我里面造清洁的心。
Oh, take not away thy presence from me.
不要把你的同在从我面前收去。
To King David.
对于大卫来说。
The presence of God.
神在。
Is the most important thing.
是最主要的。
Today, brothers, you might have all the riches today.
弟兄们，我们也许会享受生活中许多的丰富。
You might have the best job.
你也许有很好的工作。
You might be studying at the best school.
你也许有很好的学校。
Everything you need, you have.
你所想要的你都有。
But if we lost God's presence,
但是我们如果没有神的同在，
we are of most people most miserable.
我们是最痛苦的一群人。
Today we took pride in being a Christian.
今天我们作为基督徒，我们应当骄傲，我们是基督徒。
Because He lives in us.
因为他住在我们的里面。
And we need to keep that thing in our mind.
我们一定要特别的注意，保守这个心思意念。
You want to walk with God?
如果你想要与神同行，
you got to be aware of God's presence.
你必须要时刻意识到提醒自己神的同在。
Number three.
第三点。
What is to walk with God?
什么是与神同行呢？
Is to live in living a life of complete surrender and cheerful obedience.
是完全的，毫无保留的，完全喜乐的，降服在父的旨意当中。
Complete surrender, cheerful obedience.
是完全的降服，喜乐的接受的一种顺服。
We know the life of Paul the apostle.
我们知道这个保罗作为使徒。
He loved God because of his zeal.
他爱神是因为他有热心。
He loved God because of his tradition.
他爱神是因为他有他的那个
传统。He loved God because of his Jewish religion.
是因为他的犹太人的背景。
And this zeal.This religion, this tradition caused him to become a persecutor of the Christians.
他的这种热心造成他成为极大迫害基督徒的一个人。
He said he persecuted the church of God and wasted it.
他甚至破坏神的教会。
And wasted it. But that day, when he encountered God on the road to Damascus,
当他去大马士革的路上的时候，
there's a big change in his life.
他遇见了神，他的生命之间有极大的改变。
Not only he got saved,
不仅他得救了，
but he surrendered himself to God.
并且他降服在神的旨意当中。
That's why he said, "I count all things but dung."
所以他说，我看万事为粪土。
This is the life of Paul.
这就是保罗的。
In Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, which is very popular among us.
在加勒太书第二章节中有一个经节是常我们熟悉的。
So I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live.But Christ who lives in me.
是我与基督已经同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，而是基督在我里面活着。
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself to me.
我现在因在我的肉身活，是因信神而活，他爱我，为我舍己。
In other words, from that time on,
换句话说，从那个经历开始，
Paul served God not by his ability, not by his tradition, but according to the will of God.
从那天起，保罗侍奉神，不是在照着自己的传统，也不照着自己的能力，却照着神的旨意。
In other words, God became his very person.
却这样的话，神与他之间就有非常个人的交通。
No, 神成为他的人位。Christ became his very person.
神在他的心中就是一个人格。
Yeah, he does not live according to his natural man, but according to Christ who lives in him.
在照着自己的意愿而活，是按照神在他心中的作为一个人格而活。
Even in preaching the gospel,
信甚至当他在来传讲福音的时候。
You say what's wrong with preaching the gospel?
那传讲福音有什么错呢？
But when the Holy Spirit said, stop him from going there, he stopped.
当圣灵在他心中提醒他不能去一个地方传福音的时候，他就不去。
In other words, he just followed with the leading of the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，他就完全顺从圣灵在心里面的带领。
This is a person who walks with God.
这个就是完全与神同行的一个人。
Number four.
第四点。
What is walking with God?
什么是与神同行？
Walking with God is what to be living in the presence of God and what pleasing God.
与神同行是活在神的面光当中，令神的心意所喜悦。
In other words, his focus, his mind is just centered on one thing, the Father.
换一句话说，他整个人的中心只有一点，就是父神的喜悦。
Our Lord Jesus is just this kind of person.
我们的主耶稣就是这样的一个人。
When he became a man,
当他成为道神，
he declared to his disciples,
他告诉他徒
弟， I said, I work the work of him who sent me.
他说我做他的工是他差我来的。
That's why the Father is so pleased with him.
所以父神是这样的喜悦父子。
Said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
他说这就是我的子是我所喜悦的。
In another instant he speak to the disciples also.
还有一个场合就是他对他的门徒讲话。
Says in the Mount of Transfiguration.
在变化山上的时候。
He said, listen, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
他说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的。
Then he continued on to say, hear ye him.
他说听他的。
You want to walk with God?
你想与神同行吗？
You need to hear Jesus.
你要听耶稣基督的。
You need to give ear to Jesus.
你必须要听耶稣基督对你所讲的话。
Christ should be the focus, the center of all our attention.
基督应该成我们一切生活的中心。
In other words, he should be our priority.
换句话说，他应该是在我居我们生活的主位首位。
A lot of times when we serve the Lord.
许多时候当我们侍奉神的时候
We want to serve according to our burden.
我们要照着我们自己心里的负担是
我们说我的负担
我的负担
But we got to change.
所以我们需要改变
不是我的负担
Not my burden.
是主的负担
It is Lord's burden.
That's it, brother and sister. We need to take God's burden as our burden.
所以我们要把主的负担当作我们的负担
Only this can we be pleasing to the Father.
只有这样我们才能令父神的心意喜悦。
Number five.
第五点。
What is walking with God?
什么是与主同行
Walking with God is a person who has a constant display of the work and power of the Holy Spirit.
与主同行的一个人的特征就是他不时地在展现圣灵在他身上的大能。
In other words, when we see this person,
换句话说，当我们看到这个人的时候
we don't see the natural man coming out.
我们不会看到一个天然的己的彰显。
We see the work and the power of the Holy Spirit being what exhibited before them.
我们会看到圣灵从这个人身上的彰显。
You know when the disciples was arrested by the Pharisees.
当法利赛人把门徒监禁抓起来的时候
，They courageously testified before the council.
他们在会众面前来做见证。
Especially Peter.
他们勇敢地为做见证，特别是彼得。
He told the council, "This Christ whom you crucified."
他就对会众说：“这个你们钉十字架的基督。”
God had made him Lord and Christ.
神已经立他为王为基督了。
And the people are amazed. How could this Peter be? How could this Peter say such a thing?
他们人们就会众就非常的惊讶，彼得怎么会说出这样的话
？Because before the Lord was crucified.
因为在基督钉十字架的时候
以前 Peter was the one who denied the Lord three times
彼得三次否认主
and all the disciples are like sheep running astray
所有的门徒就像如羊走散
but after the Lord's resurrection
当主复活的时候
when that day when the Holy Spirit was poured upon them on the day of Pentecost
当五旬节圣灵浇灌下来的时候
they testified courageously of who Christ is
他们充满的是告诉会所有的人
That's why the people are so amazed.
他们是如此的惊讶。
Then they found out that they are followers of Jesus.
然后他们就成了，就发现这群人是基督的追随者。
In other words, they give credit not to Peter himself, but to the person that is in Peter.
换句话说，他们不是来称许彼得，而是称许彼得他们所追随的那位基督。
Today, brothers and sisters, if people see us in our service,
弟兄姊妹们，今天人们看见我们是在我们的侍奉里面。
Do they glorify God because of what we do?
他们把荣耀归给神是因为我们的所事吗
？Or do they just see our natural man, our natural intelligence, or natural ability?
还是他们看见的只是我们天然的人的智慧、天然人的能力和天然人
？If one day you tell me, Brother Lawrence, you are a good speaker, you are so natural, I tell you, this is a shame.
如果有一天你要对我说 ，Lawrence 弟兄。你的口才真好，我看到你自然就有这样的口才，我就会觉得真的不好意思。
And I will tell you, that is the day I will resign from speaking anymore.
如果这样，我那天就不会再开始再讲道。
Today, what we want is Christ be manifested, whether in life or in death.
今天我们所要的是，不管是生或是死，照常让基督在我们身上显大。
This is a person who's walked with God.
这样才是与神同行的一个人。
Another thing.
另外一点
What is walking with God?
什么是与神同行
A person who walks with God lives a life of separation from sin and love of the world.
与神同行的一个人是独居的人，他必须与罪隔离。
In other words, the life of sin is altogether a thing of the past.
所有这些罪都已经成为过去。
The love for the world is already a thing of the past.
你爱世界的心也成为过去。
In other words, when we walk with God,
换句话说，当我们与神同行的时候
，we found a person of much less worth.
Much
less worth. We find a person so precious.
我们发现这个人是如此的宝贵。
They cannot be compared with anything in this world today.
就不能把我们所见到世界上任何的相比。
In other words, concerning the thing in this world.
换句话。 关于这个世界上的一切
we taste already.
我们就再也没有味就失去一切的味道
let me give you an example.
给让我来告诉你一个例子
Here in the Philippines, we always love to drink this orange soda.
在菲律宾我们喜欢喝这种东方的苏打水
They call it royal true orange.
他们告诉他说这是皇家的真正的橙汁
In other words, these are good drinks.
换句话说，这个是非常好喝的。
And it's pretty expensive.
而且很贵。
So those rich people can only drink those things.
只有那些有钱的人才能喝。
But that day when I came to the United States.
但是那天当我到美国的时候。
And I drink this so-called fresh squeezed orange juice.
那我真的喝到了新鲜榨出来的橙汁。
I don't care about this royal true orange anymore.
我再也不管那个什么皇家的橙汁了。
This fresh squeezed orange is ten times much better.
因为这个新鲜榨出来的果汁那个要强十倍。
This is the real thing.
这个是真的。
That day when we received the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart.
当我们那天接受耶稣进我们的心里的
时候。The world is far, far behind us anymore.
这个世界就远远的被我们抛在后
面。To those who are really faithful, who are really faithful to what is in you, honest.
所以今天我们就可以对着我们里面的那位忠心。
This person who is living inside of us is much, much better.
这个住在我们里面的这一位比这个世界要强很多。
If you say that as a Christian, I'm still trying being attracted to this world, there is a problem with our walk with God.
如果你作为基督徒你还说这个世界对我的吸引力太大的话那在你与神同行的这条路上就出了麻烦
A person who really walks with God,
一个真正与主同行的人
to the world, I'm already dead.
对世界来说我已经死了
to Christ, I'm alive.
对基督来说我是活的
because he's a person of much less worth.
因为对于他来说
nothing can be compared with him.
比起主来说，其他任何事情都失去了意义。
In conclusion,
换句话，结束语。
A person who walks with God,
一个与神同行的人。
Is a God-like man,
是像神的人。
Walking in a godly manner, a Christ-like manner,
是像神一样的生活。
Now the problem is this.
那现在的问题就是。
We talk about how the characteristic of walking with God.
这我们已经讲了与神同行的这几个特征。
How do I start walking with God?
那我们怎么才能开始与神同行
？No, the verse I read to you a while ago, Deuteronomy chapter 6.
刚才我们会众一起读到了《生命记》第六章。
Hear ye Israel.
你要听以色列啊。
You shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all thy might.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
You know the first thing we need to do.
我们要做的第一点。
Lesson 101 is spiritual matter.
是必须一对一的课程，这个就是
属灵的功课。Listen. We need to learn how to listen.
我们必须要学会如何的听。
You know the problem with us Christians after we begin.
当我们作为基督徒开始变成基督徒之后。
We had a lot of things.
我们在我们的思想、心思有许多的事情。
Oh, I want to learn how to serve God.
我想要学会怎么样服侍神。
I learn how to what to bear carry the cross.
我想要知道怎么样来背我的十字架。
I need to learn to deny myself.
我要学会怎么样来弃绝自己。
All these spiritual lessons are very important.
所有这些属灵的功课都非常的重要。
But the first lesson we need to learn is to learn how to listen.
但是第一点至关重要的就是要学会听。
We need to learn to listen to the master.
我们要学会听我们主人。
If we don't know how to listen to the master,
如果我们不知道怎么样听我们的主人
then we don't know how to walk with God.
我们就不知道怎么样与他同行。
You know, there are two kinds of listener.
有两种听话的人。
One is a passive listener, one is a purposeful listener.
第一种学听话的人是非常被动的听，第二个是有目的的听。
And a passive listener is just hear this, when you hear something, it gets out of your ear afterwards.
被动听的人他是听到什么一只耳朵进一只
出 Yeah, a lot of times we have children, right?
有我们很多人都有孩子
You will tell her, you got to do this, do this, do this.
你告诉孩子要做这些事情
And your children say, yeah, yeah, I will do it, mom, I will do it, mom.
你的孩子就对你说妈妈我会做的我会做的
Then afterwards when they came back,
当他们回来的时候
Did you do this?
你做了吗
Did you say that, mom?
你告诉我要做这事了吗？
This is a passive listener.
这就是被动的听。
Now let's come to what apply in our spiritual life.
让我们来开始来实践我们属灵的这种操练。
After every message,
我们听完我每次的信息。
When you go out this, this door,
你走出这扇门的时候。
And I ask you, what did you, learn from the message?
那我问你，你今天所学从这个信息学到了什么？
You know, one time I, my sister, he always calls me on Sunday.
我姐姐她每个周日她都会给我打电话。
And I will say, oh, what's the message this Sunday, sister?
我会问她，我说姐姐，你今天的
妹妹，
你今天的信息，主日信息，你听到了什么
？And my sister said, oh, the message is good.
她哦，今天的信息很好。
And I said, please tell me.
我问她，那你告诉我一下怎么
？Wait, let me get my notebook.
她说等一下，我去拿我的笔记本。
I mean, message is for you to listen to our heart, not to put in a notebook, okay?
这我们所听的信息是要我们装在我们的心里，而不是写在笔记本上。
I don't belittle that you take notes. It's very good.
我不是说你记笔记不好。
We need to put the things in our heart.
最主要的是我们要把我们听见的放在我们
心里。The problem with us Christians today.
今天我们基督徒所面临的问题。
Whether we listen to message, whether we read the word of God, a lot of times after reading, we just forget everything.
不管我们是听到也好，不管我们是读经也好，我们经常看完了、听完了以后就忘记了。
We cannot be a passive listener.
我们不能做被动的听
者。We need to be a purposeful listener.
我们必须做有目的的听。
What is a purposeful listener?
什么是有目的的听呢？
A listener who wants to know, who wants to learn, and with an intent to obey. That is a purposeful.
一个充满目的的听的人，他是有意识的听，好叫他听了之后能够明白并且遵行。
And for time's sake, let me go on quickly. What are the requirements of a purposeful listener?
因为呢关系，让我来讲一下，这作为一个有目的听的人，他需要做到什么。
Firstly, we need to love God.
第一点，我们需要爱神。
As Deuteronomy said, "Hear ye, O Israel, love the Lord your God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul."
就像《生命记》第六章讲到的，以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
If a person doesn't love God, is to listen to God is a burden.
如果他不爱神却要听的话，的确是一个负担。
But if a person who loves God, he listening to God is a privilege.
如果一个爱神的人，他来听从神，对他来说是一个特权。
That's what King David said.
所以大卫王说
，There's one thing in my heart.
在我的心里有一个
，That I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
就是我要住在神的殿中，直到永远。
Or to behold the beauty of the Lord and to what? To listen to His counsel.
来瞻仰他的慈容，聆听他对我讲话。
Brothers, if you love God,
弟兄姊妹们，如果你爱神
，You listening to God is a privilege.
你听神的话对你来说是一个殊荣。
Let me example.
让我给你一个
You know, while I was courting my wife.
当我向我的妻子求爱的时候。
At that time, I'm a full-time worker in the Philippines.
那时候我在菲律宾有全职的工作。
It's so busy. We need to take care of the message. We need to take care of hymn leading. We need to take care of visitation. Everything.
那时候我不仅要照顾。要讲到我还要带领敬拜诗歌敬拜还要探访
and you need to give the schedule to the serving brothers and sisters
你必须还要把这个日程安排给服侍的弟兄姊妹们
so to talk to my future wife is really a problem
所以与我的未来的妻子讲话这有一个问题
but because I love her
但是我爱她
no matter if it's midnight I will still call her
即使是半夜的话，我也会给他打电话。
And to listen to her, it's a privilege.
听他对我讲话真的是个殊荣。
And it's so sweet to hear his voice.
我声音是如此的甘甜。
And to listen to her, I start to learn something from her.
我听他话，我就从他身上学到东西。
I learned his favorite color, which is pink.
我知道他最喜欢的颜色是粉色。
I learned that his favorite food is seafood.
我知道他最喜欢的吃的是海鲜。
And his, you know, his occupation, which is interested, is medicine.
他最喜欢的职业是在医科。
Today, brother, it's because we listen.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们能够听。
Today, if we listen to God, we know His purpose.
今天如果我们能够听神，有目的的听，我们就知道他的旨意。
But a lot of times, our heart is cold-hearted.
但许多的时候，我们的心是冷淡的。
So we when God speaks to us, it never came into our heart.
当神对我们讲话的时候，没有真的进到我们的心里。
That's why the Lord speaks to the churches in Asia in Revelation.
所以在启示录里，神对小亚细亚的教会中讲。
So he who had an ear, hear the Spirit who speaks to the churches.
他说你有耳的就当听。
Especially to the church in Ephesus.
特别是 Ephesus.
以弗所的
以弗所会。
He told the church in Ephesus.
他对以弗所的教会说。
There is one thing that I want to tell.
有一件事情我要警告。
But against you.
我要指责你。
Because you have lost your first love.
因为你失去了起初的爱心。
Brothers and sisters, you want to walk with God?
弟兄姊妹们，你要与主同行吗？
You want to listen to God?
你想要听主的吗？
You need to love God.
你必须要爱神。
Number two.
第二点。
We need to lay off our old manner of life.
我们必须脱去我们旧人的样式。
You know, old manner of life as he's been spoken in Ephesians chapter 4.
在以弗所书第四章里面讲到旧人的。
Not only speak of you need to deal with our sins.
就讲到我们必须要对付我们的罪。
We need to lay off our old nature.
而更重要的是我们必须要脱去我们旧人和他的一切
The old way of doing things.
就是我们以前所做事的方式
you know, 一切的东西 a lot of times when we, after we become a Christian,
许多的时候当我们成为基督徒
especially in our service with God,
特别是在我们服侍的时候
we all bring our natural concept in serving God.
我们经常把我们自己天然人的观念带到侍奉里面
and sooner or later it conflict with God's purpose.
那不久这我们这个天然人的观念就会与旨意相冲突
the example of Peter the fisherman
看看这个打鱼人彼得的故事
Matthew
在 马太福音 the Matthew book
Matthew chapter 16
在马太福音16章
I think it's 16 when the Lord asked the disciples who do you say that I am
当主在问他的门徒你们知道我是谁吗
Oh, some said, oh, you are the Elijah, you are some of the prophets.
有些人说你是以利亚有些人说你是先知。
But Peter proudly said, thou art the Christ, the son of the living God.
但是彼得却骄傲地说你是基督是永生神的儿子。
And the Lord Jesus was so happy.
这主耶稣是如此的高兴。
And listen to that. Flesh and blood does not reveal to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
他说这不是属血气的能够启示你的而是神所启示你的
When we see this portion we love it, right?
当我们看到这一点的时候我们真的很爱这个经节
I never want to read the last
我就不想再读后面那一部分了
But yet this last portion is really a warning
后面那部分的确是一个很大的警戒
When the Lord started to reveal that he will be arrested he will be crucified by the chief priests by the elders
当主耶稣在后面向他的门徒讲道他不仅会被长老会被法利赛人钉十字架的时候
Immediately Peter rebuked the Lord and stopped and tell the Lord this wouldn't have happened to you
彼得立刻就主说不行这样的事情不能在你身上发生
You know what the Lord said get thee behind me Satan
你知道主说什么主说退后去撒旦
For you favor the things of men not the things of God
你体贴人的心呀不体贴神的心意
You know when I was young I said why did the Lord so picky
我就在想主他为什么这样的挑剔呢
I mean Peter is very concerned about you
那彼得真的是关心主
Yet in the eyes of God
但是在神的眼里
This is what, what talking according to the flesh
这就是按照肉体来讲话
And because of this it's always in contrast with fulfilling God's will
与肉体的结果就是与神的旨意相背离
You want to serve God
你想要服侍
To lay off this old manner of life
我们必须脱去旧人和他的一切
The old manner of conversation
包括我们旧有的交通的方式
That old kind of concept of serving God.
包括我们以前旧有的那些服事的观念
The Bible tells us we need to be renewed in the spirit of our mind.
所以圣经上告诉我们我们要在圣灵里心意更新而变化
In other words, in Galatians said we need to walk by the spirit not according to the flesh.
换句话说就如加勒太书里讲的我们要照着圣灵而行而不是照着肉体而行
Thirdly,
第三点
We need to what? Continuously be patient before the Lord.
我们必须要对在神的面前有耐心
You know, when we, in matter of listening,
关于听这件事
we always want to tell the Lord something and we expect an answer immediately.
我们经常要告诉神一件事情然后我们就立刻想要有答案
And we want, you know, we are so impatient.
我们是如此不耐心。
But today, if we want to be a listener,
是如果我们叫要会听的人
we need to continuously his presence.
我们要不停地来到他的里面。
We need to continuously what? Listen to what the Lord is about to speak.
我们要不停地想要听主要对我们讲什么话。
Let me give you an example in 2 Samuel chapter 5.
让我给你一个例子就是撒母耳记下第五章。
It is concerning David fighting against the Philistines.
是讲大卫打败腓利士人。
Listen carefully, chapter 5 verse 17, okay?
请会众听第五章第十七节。
But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard of it and went down to the hold. And verse 18, the Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim.And David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up to the Philistines? Will thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto David, Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand.
撒母耳记下第五章第十七节到第十九节，腓利士见人高大卫做以色列王，腓利士人众人就上来寻索卫。大卫听见就下到宝城，腓利士人来了。布散在利法因谷，大卫求问耶和华说：“我可以上去攻打腓利士人吗？你将他们交在我的手里吗？”耶和华说：“你可以上去，我必将腓利士人交在你手里。”
You see, King David is a very, he's a mighty warrior.
你知道大卫是一个勇士。
But in his battle, in his every battle,
但是在他所有的征战里面
，before he start any battle or make any decision.
在他做任何决定开始征战所有的征战之前
he said he inquired of the Lord
他总要询问神
and the Lord said go against the Philistines
所以主就对他说上去吧去与腓利士人征战
but the story doesn't end here
所以他就会有这样的
if we read verse 22
但是当我们读到二十二节的时候
and the Philistines came up yet again spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim
腓利士人又上来布散在利法因谷
And when David cried of the Lord, he said, Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them, and come them over against the mulberry trees.
大卫求问耶和华，耶和华说，不要一直的上去，要转到他们后头，从桑林对面攻打他们。
The same enemy.
这是同样的敌人。
The same place.
一样的地方。
The valley of Rephaim.
是利法因谷
Yet the first time the Lord tell him go against the Philistines.
第一次的时候，主告诉大卫说直接冲上去。
And he won the victory.
他就得胜。
Then the second time the Philistine came again.
第二次当腓利士人再来的时候
If it were me, I would say let's go up.
那如果是我的话，我就说那咱们冲上去吧。
But King David didn't do that.
但是大卫王没有这样做。
He said he inquired of the Lord again.
他继续求问耶和华。
And the Lord said you should not go up.Go behind.
耶和华神对他说不要一直的上去要转到他们后头
Brothers and sisters, do you see this thing?
弟兄姊妹们你们看到这里要说的吗
King David is a person who continuously inquired of the Lord.
大卫王是来不断寻求神的一位
You want to walk with God?
想要与神同行
You want to listen carefully to what God is about to say?
你想要仔细听神要对你讲的
We need to pray,
我们一定要有耐心
continuously,
继续
continuously to have fellowship with God.
不断地与神有相交和交通。
Lastly,
最后一点。
Not only we need to have that love for God.
我们不仅要爱神。
Not only we need to lay off that old manner of conversation.
我们不仅要脱去我们旧人。
Not only we need to patiently come before the Lord again and again.
我们不仅要耐心地一次再一次地询问神。
We need, number four, we need to have the intention to obey.
我第四点，我们一定有这个心愿，要有心愿来顺服神。
Brothers and sisters, when we know the will of the Lord,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们知道神的心意
，Listen carefully. It is not an option for us to choose.
请贵重仔细听，这不是我们一个选择。
It is a commandment for us to follow.
是我们必须遵行的命令。
Let me repeat again. To know the will of God.
我让我再重复一遍，要知道神的心意。
It is not an option for us to choose.
不是我们做一个选择，要不要遵行。
It is a commandment for us to obey.
而是要要求我们必行。
A lot of times our spiritual growth come to a standstill.
有许多的时候，灵命就静止不前。
It's because after knowing the will of God, we just stop right there.
是因为我们知道神的心意之后，我们就停下来。
We want to do things according to our own convenience.
我们要照着自己的方便和不方便做事。
We want to do things according to our will.
我们要照着自己的心愿做事。
Never intended to obey.
我们就没有想着要照着神意的心意。弟兄姊妹们，如果你要想与神同行
how we need to obey God.
我们真的需要来听从神。
Well, I still have some more to share, but because it's time.
我真的还有其他的话要交通，但是因为时间到了。
I just hope and pray that in this matter of walking with God.
我希望我也祷告，在我们关于与主同行的这个主题上。
Let's learn the lesson how to listen to God.
让我们学会来听神的声音。
Are you so sensitive?
你对主的声音敏感吗
？When the Lord says something.
当主对你讲话的时候。
Immediately we get the answer.
我们就立刻要听到这个结果。
Well, you know, one time, me and my wife is planning to make a some matters.
有一次我和我的
her work.
有一次我和我的妻就着一些她所面临的问题到这
会儿。I have my own opinion. She had her own opinion.
我有我的主意，她有她的主意。
And she felt that her opinion is right. I feel my opinion is right.
我觉得我的主意是对的，她觉得她的主意是对的。
If you try to look at it as a third person, both are right.
如果你作为第三者旁观者来看的话，我们俩都是
对的。So it seems there is a conflict.
那看起来好像就有点冲突。
But you know the Lord talked to me.
但是主就对我讲话。
Set down your opinion.
把你的主意放在一边。
And one verse in the Bible came to me.
就有一句圣经的经节。
Said, let the peace of Christ arbitrate in your hearts.
让主神的平安在你的心中做主。
That day I know the answer.
所以到那一天我就知道了这个我祷告的结果。
It's not whether my reason is right or not.
不是关于我有没有理由。
It's not whether her reason is right or not.
或者是她的理由对不对。
It is a matter where the peace of God arbitrate in our hearts.
而是神的平安在我们心中做主。
Immediately set myself down.
当我把我自己的主意放在一边的
时候。And let go of what I want.
我自己心里面的意愿。
I will. It is well with my soul.
我就对我的魂说，我的魂。可无恐有平安。
Brothers and sisters, how we need to learn how to listen to God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是何等的需要来听主对我们讲话。
Even today, I'm still learning how to listen to God.
即使到今天，我还在学习。
You want to walk with God? Let us listen to Him.
你要与主同行吗？你就要听他的声音。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主耶稣，谢谢你早间对我们心里讲话。
A lot of times we get into trouble with you is because we don't know how to listen.
有许多的时候我们面临问题是因为我们不听从主的声音。
Lord, forgive us.
主求你饶恕我们。
Lord, we just want to put you first place in all things.
我们就想把你放在我们生活的主位。
Cause us learn how to listen to you.
求你教导我们知道怎么样听你的声音。
Listen to that small voice that's speaking in our hearts.
听那个对我们心里讲话的细小的微小的声音。
Continue to speak in our hearts, Lord Jesus.
继续对我们心中讲话。
In Jesus' name.
耶稣基督的名。阿门。